My name is Fiona Hughes. I'm artistic director of Three Notched Road, the Virginia Baroque Ensemble. We specialize in music of the Baroque, but also in other early music eras, such as medieval, Renaissance, and classical eras. Our main specialty is performing on period instruments set up as they would have been during these historical time periods. I'm a violinist, and I studied early music at Oberlin Conservatory. So when I first was getting into studying early music, I was buying all these different types of bows, different violin bows, because the Renaissance sort of earlier bow, the way it transitions into the Baroque bow, the transitional bow, they're all slightly different shapes. That's an example of how, to be historically accurate, you have to use a different bow for Beethoven than you use for Bach, than you use for Monteverdi. My instrument is also strung with gut instead of metal strings. It just has a really warm sound. The wind instruments often are made of different types of materials back then. Just a lot of different things. There's also just a different approach. Mainly it's about sort of understanding the way that the music would have been shaped and almost the philosophy of music that people had at the time. That's kind of the overarching thing that those of us that specialize in early music have in our training as we come to this early music. We've read treatises that were written at the time, and that helps us to kind of get our heads into that historical space and interpret the music that way. I've talked about the different instruments, and that is one aspect of the different approach, is just letting the difference of the instrument itself kind of tell you how to play. Like the shape of the Baroque bow kind of informs the approach. For instance, the modern violin bow sort of evens out the sound so that the two strokes back and forth are about the same emphasis. But back in the Baroque day, they didn't really want that. They would have said, oh, that's boring. They wanted the stroke downward to be heavier and the stroke upward to be lighter. And so the bow actually, if anything, sort of emphasizes that difference.